Back now with Day to Day. Navy Commander Peter Mongolardi was buried yesterday at Arlington National Cemetery. The fighter pilot was killed when his plane came under attack in 1965 in Vietnam. But his family had to wait more than 40 years before the Pentagon was able to identify his remains. NPR's Jack Sahora attended the pilot's funeral and filed this report.
As the funeral started, a formation of fighter jets flew overhead. It was a fitting tribute to a man who was described by his family as an action hero. After the funeral, Peter Mongolardi's family and members of his former squadron reminisced. Listening to Julie Renee Sims, you'd think her father acted in movies instead of flying in planes.
Oh, gosh. He was really handsome. Women were just crazy about him.
Remembering him from when she was 12, she says Mongolardi drove fancy sports cars and, of course, flew planes. But Sims says her father was also a family man.
He would tuck us in. He would read us stories. You know, he made such an effort to be such a good dad because he was gone so much of the time.
Mongolardi's family says as a child, he was obsessed with flying. And by the time he was 39 years old, he'd become one of the most senior airmen in the Navy. In 1965, he was told the government needed him to do reconnaissance missions in Vietnam. But Chuck McNeil, a pilot in Mongolardi's squadron, said he knew it was more than that.
He knew what was going to happen before we got over there, I'm sure. We got on the line one day, the war literally started the next.
In June of that year, Mongolardi and members of his squadron bombed a bridge near the Ho Chi Minh Trail. But later, they ran into bad weather, and then enemy fire. Lieutenant Paul Reyes was Mongolardi's wingman.
I saw his plane straight and level on a slight descent flying in the cloud about a half mile ahead of me, and I went in after him, and when I popped on the other side, he was gone.
Another pilot who flew on that mission was Captain David Louet. He says he tried everything to find Mongolardi's plane.
Paul and I searched for him until we almost ran out of fuel, came back. The air wing looked for him for several days, could never find anything.
Years went by, and while Mongolardi's family worried that he was dead, they feared even more that he might be alive in a Vietnamese prison. They had to wait 41 years for his remains to be identified. Captain Louet.
It's a small miracle that we're here today and that, you know, modern nuclear DNA has identified them, and we really appreciate that.
Mongolardi's remains were actually found in 1994 near a spot where his plane was thought to have crashed. But the family had to wait until 2006 for the remains to be identified. By that time, DNA technology had advanced enough for researchers to match samples of the remains with the DNA of Mongolardi's children. Jack Sahora, NPR News, Washington.